Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. So glad that you joined us today on the program. Turn the Light On is our topical devotional here on 91.5 FM, and it's also on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net, which is the website for our church here at Lighthouse Christian Church. We hope that you'll join us. Maybe if you miss it during its broadcast time, you can go back and catch it by going to the website. It's an easy way to do that. You could catch up. You can listen to ones maybe if you're just working out or hanging out and going for a walk. You know, just pop one on. Go to the website on your phone, smartphone, and pop one on. It'll be great. So we take it very seriously that you would take the time to listen to us, and we try to encourage you in the Word and lift you up and build you up in things for the kingdom of God. And I always do that with a co-host, and today I have Martita Stamp with me. Welcome to the program, Martita.
Thank you, Kevin. Hi, everybody. And by the way, I am those that listen to it while walking.
Yeah, for
sure.
I
love it. I put it in my ear, and I walk away, and I love it.
So it's interesting, though, listening to yourself, isn't it?
It is funny.
You know, so, yeah, I always find that a little challenging. But
you know what?
You critique yourself so bad.
Oh, I'm preaching to myself. I'm like, oh,
that was good.
That's for me.
Yeah, exactly. So once again, we thank you for joining us. And today we have a topic that I think is going to be, exciting for each one of you. And this is it. Martita, tell them.
Who is qualified?
Who is qualified. Qualified to what?
Serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord. Who is qualified out there to truly be a member of God's kingdom, to serve Him, to, be a believer?
Yeah.
Who's
qualified to go out there and lay hands on people?
Right.
And pray over people and see them healed and witness so they can be saved?
Yeah.
Raise the dead. I mean, come on.
See, the first thing I think of when I say who's qualified is, how is the enemy trying to disqualify people in the world?
What do you believe?
You know, some of you have disqualified yourself because of maybe some issues, things you've gone through, things you've done. And I want to say to you today that God is not looking at what you've done. He's looking at who you know to qualify you.
That's right.
Okay? Because if it comes down to it, Martita, all of us are disqualified in one way or another.
That's right.
You know, I'm the pastor here at Lighthouse Christian Church, but I could disqualify myself any number of ways if I really truly start to look at me instead of looking at who is in me.
That's right.
I can actually become disqualified. So how do we determine who is qualified? Let's look at maybe some people in the Bible and break it down for a minute and see how were they qualified or how would they have been disqualified? Let's kind of maybe do a little comparison that way. Let's start with Joseph.
Oh my gosh. It blows me away. I love the story of Joseph. Here's a kid that was hated by his brothers, but he had a favorite, you know, the dad. He was the dad's
favorite,
you know. And
favor's not fair.
No. I love my kids all the same way. It's just the way it is. And the Lord, okay, let me rephrase that. Jesus has a favorite. Each one of us are His favorite.
That's good.
You know? So know that you are His favorite, but so am I. And I love that He loves us all the same.
Sure.
And He likes us all the same. But with Joseph, here's a kid that was hated, that was
by his brothers.
Yes. They wanted to kill him.
Because he had the favor of his dad.
Yes. And they wanted to kill him, but one of the brothers decided, let's not kill him, let's sell him.
Yeah.
And they sell him, and he becomes second in command to Egypt.
Right.
In a different country.
All through his life, though, I mean, there were different opportunities that the enemy was trying to disqualify guy, you know? I mean, you had Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, and when he refused, you know, the enemy had him thrown in jail. You know, Satan was always trying to disqualify Joseph.
But even in jail, he became the favorite.
He became the favored even in jail.
That's right. So that's one. Let's go to Moses.
Okay.
Okay, so Moses was supposed to be killed when he was a baby.
Right.
And yet he survived in a river.
Full of crocodiles.
Yes. And then Pharaoh's sister picks him up. And he grows up in Pharaoh's house.
Wow.
And then he kills a...
Favor again.
Yes, that's the Lord. So he was trained within the kingdom of Pharaoh, so he understood it perfectly.
Right.
But then he killed an Egyptian, right. And Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
Right. Well, he fled, thinking they would kill him. I mean, you know, it was a tricky situation. The enemy's trying to disqualify him.
That's right.
Why was he... victim to that because of his anger.
Yes.
So you know what? We've dealt with that, you know, in our lives. Some of you out there, you've dealt with your anger and it can get you into trouble. And you could say, well, I'm an angry person, so I'm disqualified. You know, I've done bad things, so I'm disqualified.
And he was probably prideful at that time and he thought, sure, I can do this because of the way he was raised. So the Lord, here we go. And I'm going to talk about ages here. The Lord takes him away at 40 years old.
Yeah, he became a shepherd in Midian.
For 40 years, he was humbled and completely transformed.
From the palace to the, you know, to the field.
And how many times do we think, oh, I lost all this? Well, the Lord is working in you for a reason.
Sure, sure. You know, I mean, he wasn't eloquent
at that point.
He got humbled.
Oh, he sure was.
You know?
And in Exodus 4:10, it says, then Moses said to the Lord when the Lord called him, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
So he's trying to disqualify himself again because he had a stuttering program.
That's right.
Problem.
So now, 40 years old, he's humble, he's taken away. For 40 years, he becomes a shepherd.
Right.
And learns how to lead the sheep.
Right.
When he's 80 years old, he's sent back to Pharaoh to set the people free.
Wow.
And now he's 80 years old. So if you are out there and you think, I'm too old to serve the Lord.
Yeah, I'm disqualified by my age.
Think again. Nope.
You're qualified.
That's right.
You know, God has a plan for each one of you.
That's right.
In your lives. God is looking to move in your behalf and use you in a powerful way in the world, just like he used Moses, just like he used Joseph to deliver his brothers and his family. God is looking to use us in a mighty way. How about King David?
Oh my gosh, that's another one. He wasn't even considered.
No.
When Samuel the prophet came in and said, bring your children and your boys in.
Yeah.
He didn't even bring
him
in.
There's none of you are it. You know, do you have another kid? Where is he?
And he's like, oh, David, he's out there with the sheep.
Yeah.
And before the other brothers, when they came in, they had to cleanse themselves before they were in front of Samuel.
Yeah.
To be qualified to enter into that. When David as a kid came in, he didn't have to clean himself or anything. He said, this is the one. You know why?
Right.
Because the Lord knew his heart.
Yeah. That's so good.
It is amazing.
Yeah. What about Gideon? Got this guy, he's hiding in a wine press. There's a big battle going on. You know, he was the least of his clan. He's fearful.
No confidence.
None.
And yet, the Lord totally transforms him.
Yeah, qualified him.
And he set his people free, and he became a judge for 40 years.
Sure.
A man that was a coward hiding.
Right.
Because it's not who we are in the physical. It's who we are through Christ.
Yeah. It's so good.
And whatever he wants us to do, he will make us that person.
You know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, different guys in the Bible, but you know what? There's women in the Bible as well, Martita, that God qualified and used in mighty ways for deliverance and things. Look at Ruth. You know, she was a widow. She was a foreigner. Her husband passed away. She stayed with her mother-in-law, and you know, she's a Moabite. She's all among all these Israelites, and she became part of the lineage of King David and Jesus himself.
That's right. A
God
foreigner
qualified her as a Moabitess.
That's right.
You know, through
she
you know,
chose to follow God, and he transformed her. And because of her heart and who she was,
sure,
she was used by the Lord to bring Jesus in.
Yeah, and we can't leave Esther out either.
Oh my gosh,
you know, she was powerful. Became you know
an orphan girl that her cousin took her in and adopted her, a Jew. And there she comes in a different country.
Yeah.
And she becomes the queen and sets her people free. Why? Because the Lord needed her at that time.
Right.
She was made for that moment to be utilized to set the people free.
That's powerful.
So you out there, the Lord has a call for you.
Yeah.
Pay attention. He's going to use
you. It's way bigger
you.
Than you think.
Exactly.
I don't think Esther, when she was being... you know, brought before the king, thought one day that she was set into his, you know, marriage with him.
That's right.
To be able to deliver the people.
She had no idea.
She
was just
idea.
A kid.
She's just, you know, going through regular everyday life. She just was very beautiful, got picked, and now all of a sudden, you know, she's on and God's going to use her.
And one
this
thing,
is no different for us.
One thing I want to say, each one of them went through a process.
So true.
Okay. What process are we going through? Sometimes we say, oh, this is not going my way. This is wrong. But you know what? We all go through a process for a reason. He's preparing us for our call.
Yeah. Let's shift this over for a minute. You know, we've been talking in the Old Testament.
That's right.
And we're not, you know, necessarily under the Old Testament rules anymore because God has made a new covenant with us through Jesus, right?
Yes.
And so maybe the qualifications
are different,
or the process for qualification is different, you know, because every one of these people loved God in their life, but they didn't have what we have. Jesus hadn't gone to the cross yet.
That's right.
And here we are now in a, you know, post Old Testament, you know, life, living according to the New Testament under the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, you know, which changed the game.
That's right.
Changed everything. But you know what? God was willing to qualify all those Old Testament people to be used by him. But see, you know, now there's a, we've all been given the ability to be qualified.
Yes. And it started with the disciples. When he started choosing the disciples, here it is. I love this. Out of the disciples, Andrew, Peter, James, John, Philip, and Nathaniel, and Thomas the twin were all fishermen, which means they had no education. They were rough. They were
fishermen are rough. I thought they all smelled like cologne and, you
and
know,
spoke very smoothly.
Eloquent speech.
But
I've met a few fishermen modern day.
So
they can be rough.
They are rough. And then you have Matthew, a tax collector, which he was hated.
Oh, yeah.
He was hated by the Hebrew people.
Yeah.
Simon with the zealot. Judas was a thief and an embezzler. Not Judas,
sure.
Judas Iscariot, but, well, yeah, Judas
Iscariot.
Iscariot.
Yeah.
That's right. He was a thief and an embezzler. But yet, Jesus qualified every single one of them. And he brought them, and they changed the world.
Yeah.
Look at Saul.
Yeah.
Which became Paul, a
yeah,
Pharisee.
He wrote half the New Testament.
That's right. And he was a Pharisee, well-educated, tin-maker, murderer, merciless. And he wrote the 13 books. And he was sent, instead of being sent to the Jews,
which he was more than qualified to reach them.
The Lord sent them to the Gentiles.
Yeah.
And Peter, that had no education at all,
yeah,
was sent to the Jews that were very educated.
Right.
And they kept saying, who is this man with no education that
right.
he's been speaking the way he speaks? And they
right.
will say, he's been hanging around with Jesus.
Yeah. Isn't that a great testimony? So where is the qualification then for us? You know, and it's this. We need to be people that have hung around with Jesus. And
that's
you can
right.
hang around Jesus right now. Today, You can have Jesus as a part of your life. You can invite him in to everything that you're doing and take him with you everywhere that you go, and he will be a part of your life.
Yes.
It's as simple as just saying, God, I want you to be a part of my life.
And one thing that all they had in common, it was the heart.
Yeah.
The Lord looks at the heart. He doesn't look at how many degrees you have, how much money you make, how well you dress. Yeah. He looks at your heart. What is your motive? Do you really love me?
Right. And all the Old Testament guys had a heart after God.
Yes.
And the girls, they had a heart after God. But even more so now, it's not necessarily that we have a heart after God, but we have a heart filled with God now.
That's right.
It's a totally different game. You see, Jesus is in our heart now. And God says, you know what? I'm going to rewrite their hearts. I'm going to put my laws, and I'm going to put my desires into their hearts. I love that idea.
Amen. And so I want to let you know, this is not for you to do it alone. Okay? This is a team kind of thing. If we look back, Moses had Aaron, Naomi had Ruth, Ruth had Boaz, Esther had her cousin Mordecai, David had Jonathan, Gideon had Pura, the disciples had each other, Paul and Barnabas, Paul had Barnabas, John, Mark, Silas, and Timothy. So the Lord is giving you people to back you up. Who is he sending your way?
Yeah, right?
Open your eyes.
Yeah, look around. God's got people in your life. You know, God has set me, you, other people all around us into his church.
Yes.
He says, you know, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And that was Peter going, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he's like, you've spoken well. My Father's revealed this to you. If you believe in me, he says, upon that, I'm going to build my church.
That's right.
And the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. But look at this scripture in Ephesians 11. It's powerful. It says, he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. What? For what reason? For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man and woman, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Martita, let's break this down for a second. If he himself gave us, God is giving us,
yes,
to the world, to the church, to other believers, to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, you know, pastors, for the working of the ministry.
That's right.
You know, God is qualifying people every day into the fivefold ministry. I don't deserve to be a pastor, but I've been qualified by God, by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
I've been redeemed. I've been set free. I recognize that it's all because of Jesus in me, that it's nothing to do with me, but God has qualified me to be a pastor so that I can go and do the work of the ministry and I can edify the body of Christ. I can help people to get to know him better, to bring them to another level. You know, I like to look at it this way. Jesus came to serve.
Yes.
And he's looking at us and he's going, will you serve not just me, but will you serve people in my name? And will you lay down and let and become the step? Your back be the step for them to walk up.
Yes.
Another level.
That's right. That's right. And like on Thursdays, when we teach you guys on Thursdays, we're equipping you to go out there and touch the world. If I teach 25 people and those 25 people go and touch 25 people and they keep touching people, we change the world.
Absolutely.
This is all about teamwork.
It's the
learning
plan
and going out there. But I want to read this verse.
All right, go ahead.
John 15:26. When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
Wow.
Okay, so that is our biggest helper. We will have friends, we have people that we work with, but the Lord sends us his Holy Spirit to guide us, to teach us, to take us to the next level, to serve the Lord.
Sure.
You know, when you're walking and all of a sudden you feel like, oh, you need to go talk to that person over there, that's the Holy Spirit.
He's whispering to you.
Yes. He's saying, go. Or when you keep looking at one person and you go, why do I keep looking at that person? The Lord is saying, hey, I'm looking at that person. Go talk to that person.
Yeah. So good.
Just say hi. And then let it go from
God
there.
God opens the door.
Exactly.
There. I've seen it hundreds of times.
Oh, my gosh.
God just opening the door.
I was in a plane.
He qualifies you in that moment.
Yeah. I was in a plane one day.
For that person.
And I was sitting on the middle aisle and my brother asked me a word in Spanish and I didn't know. So the lady across, I knew she was Spanish. And I said, hey, how do you say this in Spanish? And she told me, and all of a sudden she told me her whole life story. And I started witnessing to her, and she was a believer that had walked away and for 2 hours. And all I did was ask her, how do you say this in Spanish?
Right.
The door was open.
The door opened. The Holy Spirit just, I call it, he'll lob one to you.
Yeah.
You know? It's that, like in baseball, you know, that there's a fastball, but then there's when somebody just lobs it to you, and it's coming nice and slow, and you just smack a home run every time. You
exactly.
Know?
So you never know. Every appointment is not by luck.
No.
It is called by the Lord.
There's no luck in the kingdom.
No.
It's all divine appointments.
Exactly.
God's ordaining and setting into motion our qualifications to go into the world as his ambassadors and to teach people and train people and to raise up the body of Christ for the working of the ministry. You know, people out there are called into these fivefold gifts, and some are called into the ministry of helps. Not everybody's called to be a prophet or a pastor. Some are called into the ministry of helps, that is equipping the saints for the working of the ministry and doing the things that just need to be done in the church. So I just think this is a great topic. Who is qualified? And the answer is, you are.
And you are qualified because the Lord qualified you.
And he gave his life for you on the cross so that you could become the righteousness of God in him. And through that righteousness, you would be qualified to share with the world his love and his purpose and his vision for them. So guys, we hope you're enjoying the program. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm
gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin, Lighthouse Church, and Martita Stanton, also from Lighthouse Church.
Yes, sir.
And we are just so excited today to talk to you about who is qualified. You know, we talked a little bit about disqualified and how we try to knock ourselves out by looking at our own self and our own abilities and our own shortcomings. But I'm here today to tell you that there's nothing that you've done that can disqualify you you've given your life to Jesus.
See, that's right.
That is the ultimate qualification.
Yes.
Right, Martita?
Yes.
Is giving your life to Jesus. When you get qualified by the blood of Jesus, when Jesus comes into your life and he qualifies you, there's no weapon that can be formed against you and disqualify you from that point.
That's right. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 3:5. It is not that we think we're qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God.
He qualifies.
That's right. He is the one that qualifies. And then 2 Corinthians 5:20. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God.
That's so good. You see, I love that part where it says God is making his appeal through us.
Yes.
That means that, you know, our job as his ambassadors is to reveal to everyone else in the world that they too are qualified, that they have the ability to walk with God every day of their life and experience his blessings, his favor, everything that he has for us, his vision.
Yes.
I mean, all of that is
and
ours.
And this is not the fivefold ministry he's calling. This is every believer. Our job is to share the gospel out there as every believer to serve the Lord. He provides everything we need to do it.
Yeah.
And, well, Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen. I love it. How about we can do all things, you know,
through Christ who strengthens us. If he calls us to do something, he's going to give you the how to do it, to provide what you need to do it.
Absolutely. So, guys, we hope that you've enjoyed the program today. What a topic. Who is qualified?
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
You are the qualified ones.
Don't look at the person next to you. It's you.
Yeah, it's you. If you have truly given your life to Jesus. Now, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, that's the qualification moment. If you would, just pray this prayer with me and just say, Jesus, qualify me. Help me to get to know you and to I receive you into my life, and I am your ambassador from this day forward.
Amen.
Just say that prayer, and God will qualify you in an instant, and it'll be glorious. Hope you guys enjoyed the program. Go
be
qualified.
Have a blessed day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.